I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Local employees of the Corps of Engineers are ready to help hold back the rising Mississippi River. And they've already been very busy during this wet, snowy winter and spring. The Corps' Rock Island District serves the entire country as the National Flood Fight Material Center. Rodney Delp, Chief of Emergency Management, says earlier this year, the Corps sent 30 pumps to southern Illinois during the flood on the Ohio River near Cairo.
In all the flood operations, the responsibility is on the locals. So it starts out at the local level. So if locals need sandbags, they contact their local county preparedness. And then if the county is not able to support it, then the county contacts the state. And then if the state is not able to support it, then they contact the Corps of Engineers.
And the Flood Fight Center is providing supplies and equipment for flood fighting in Nebraska and western Iowa. Delp keeps the Flood Center's warehouse on Arsenal Island fully stocked and double-checks inventory at least every 2 weeks.
We have 5 miles of gabion baskets, 25 miles of sandbags for a 3-foot-high sandbag levee, and about 38 miles of polyethylene plastic.
The National Flood Fight Center does not distribute sandbags to homeowners or businesses. Delp says it's mainly responsible for helping municipalities and states protect infrastructure. The Rock Island District of the Corps of Engineers also has a new sandbag machine that helps workers fill about 45 sandbags per minute. I'm Michelle O'Neill.